The Giant's Necklace by Michael Morpurgo.
Hello, my name is Carolyn Spree. We're delighted that the Giant's Necklace is now in the RNIB Library, thanks to the staff and customers at Pentland Plant's Lonehead. We recently held a fundraising fashion event with lots of stalls for customers to enjoy, along with a huge raffle. Thanks to the generosity of everybody at the event, we raised an amazing £1,600 for Talking Books. This book comes with our very best wishes, and we hope that you enjoy The Giant's Necklace for many years to come.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227. In memory of two remarkable ancestors, James Dunn, top Cornish smuggler and Methodist minister, and John Wesley, top preacher in Cornwall and all over, both of whom walked this way. M.M. The necklace stretched from one end of the kitchen table to the other, around the sugar bowl at the far end and back again, stopping only a few inches short of the toaster. The discovery on the beach of a length of abandoned fishing line draped with seaweed had first suggested the idea to Cherry. And every day of the holiday since then had been spent in one single-minded pursuit, the creation of a necklace of glistening pink cowrie shells. She had sworn to herself and to everyone else that the necklace would not be complete until it reached the toaster. And when Cherry vowed she would do something, she inevitably did it. Cherry was the youngest in a family of older brothers, four of them.